Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Tonight, I am so excited to be with you all again on tonight, which is Saturday, October the 15th, 2016. You are in tune to the Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. And I am your host and executive director, Brother James Brown Jr. I would like you all to know again, you are now in tune to the Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. As we always do before we go into our program, we always open up with a word of prayer, and as we're going to do the same on tonight, so I'm asking all listeners if you would please bow your heads with me as we go into a word of prayer on tonight. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ that we come once again to give your name praise. We come to give you glory and honor. Heavenly Father, we come to say thank you for who and all that you are. Heavenly Father, we come to say we love you, we bless your name. We just love you, Heavenly Father, because you loved us first, even before we were formed in our mother's womb, even before the foundation of the world. You knew that we were going to be here, and you have that agape love that no one on earth has or can display. You are the awesome God. You are the great I am. So we just thank you for who you are. We thank you for the opportunity, Heavenly Father, on tonight to be able to come over the airways once again and share the good news of Jesus Christ. We pray, Lord, now that you would touch the hearts and the minds of the listeners. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that should there be anyone that's tuned into this program on tonight that is not saved, we pray, Lord, that their spiritual eyes and ears will become open as your word goes forth, that they would be able to open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to come into their hearts, whereby they would be saved and they would come to know their God purpose and they would be able to fulfill it in the earth, that you would be glorified. And, oh God, we pray and ask that you would continue to lift up all those that are bowed down here who are going through bereavement and loss of a loved one. We know that you are the one that can comfort and strengthen as no one can. We know that earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. So we know that you are our great comforter. So we ask that you would comfort those that have lost loved ones all over the land in Jesus' name. You know where they are and you know how they're hurting and you know how to reach them. And not only them, but Heavenly Father, we lift up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name. Oh God, we pray that you would use the vessel that's going to bring forth your word on tonight. We know that he's already anointed, but we just ask that you would be with him on tonight as he share your word with your people on tonight. And oh God, we just give your name praise. We give you glory. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are the one, Heavenly Father, that we know that according to your words, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us because we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And we are now sitting in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your son, Jesus. We thank you for the blood that he shed at the Calvary for us, that we can be redeemed back to you. And we thank you for that shed blood. And we thank you that he did not just die, but he rose again with all power in heaven and earth in his hands. And he's now sitting at your right hand, your son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. He's sitting at your right hand now making intercession for the saints of God. So, Heavenly Father, we just said thank you for him. And we just ask that you would continue to be with us over this broadcast on tonight and continue to bless each listener, continue to grant them the desires of their hearts. And Heavenly Father, we will be so careful to give your name the praise, the glory, and honor because you're so worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name, and all the people of God said, amen. Amen. Well, our spiritual food for thought is tonight. We always have a spiritual food for thought. And my spiritual food for thought tonight, it says, let go of toxic people and things and replace them with Jesus. Once again, my spiritual food for thought for tonight is let go of toxic people and things and replace them with Jesus. I have very few announcements on tonight, and there's really only one or two, but I'm going to make these announcements real quick, and then I'm going to bring my guest forward. As I stated on my last show on this past Thursday and last Saturday, God has opened another door for me to be on the air now every Thursday and every Saturday from 8 to 9 p.m. On Blog Talk Radio, and I am so grateful. And so also he placed in my spirit to twice a month I'm going to be opening up the phone line for worldwide listeners to call in and share your testimonies. God, he's a jealous God. He said he would share his glory with no one. So now, listeners, this is your opportunity. I want to get the listeners involved in this program, and I thank God for it. So I'm going to give all listeners an opportunity twice a month. As I said earlier, I'm going to be opening the phone lines and for listeners to call in and share your testimonies. That's how God gets his glory. And your testimony can bless someone else because what you have went through and you know that it was God that brought you out of it, that makes your testimony, and God be glorified, and you will be a blessing to someone else, and they will know that if God did it for you, he can do it for them as well, and then you will be blessed by doing so. So when I say the phone lines are open for listeners to call in and share testimonies, this is the number that you need to dial. So if you have a pen and paper, please write this number down and pass it on to your neighbors and friends and coworkers. They may want to call in and share testimonies as well. The number will be 657, area code 383-1364. Once again, when I let the listeners know that the lines are open for testimonies from listeners, the number you want to dial will be area code 657-383-1364. And I pray that you do take advantage of this opportunity because it's a great opportunity. And I love sharing my testimony because I know that God do get the glory out of not just my testimony, but he'll get the glory out of yours as well. So I want to extend this opportunity to all listeners to be able to share their testimonies with the worldwide listeners. Also, I'm asking all listeners, if you would please go to blogtalkradio.com servants, ambassadors, vessels. Once you get to that website, again, it's blogtalkradio.com/servants, ambassadors, vessels. Once you get there to that website, could you please click on follow? I would greatly appreciate it. And also, I would like the listeners to know that I do welcome all feedback and comments. If you have any comments or feedback to me regarding this show or any of my guests, you can email me at my email, which is all lowercase James_Brown1558@yahoo.com. Once again, I welcome all comments and feedbacks from my listeners. You can email me at all lowercase James_Brown1558@yahoo.com. I would greatly appreciate hearing from you, the listeners. Well, on tonight, I'm going to bring forth my guest on tonight. He has been on my show previously when I was under Kingdom Builders International Ministry for the last past 3 years. But now with the new platform, I'm bringing back in Marvin Cox. He's our special guest on tonight. He's going to be bringing the word on tonight. Deacon Marvin Cox, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Praise the Lord, Deacon Marvin Cox. It is so nice to have you back on the airways with me tonight. And I know that you have a word for people, for God's people on tonight, and not just for God's people, but for anyone that is listening. And I pray that the word that God has given to you for tonight will be a blessing to the listeners. And most of all, I pray that someone that is not saved will be, their spiritual eyes and ears will become open, that they will be receptive of the word on tonight, that they will open up their mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ. And we just thank God for you on tonight. Deacon Marvin Cox, if you don't mind, I know I'm going to ask you to, as I always do with all my guests, before you share, I'm going to need you to share another testimony with the listeners on tonight. And right after you share your testimony, we're going to do a music break, and then I'm going to bring you back, and then we're going to turn the mic over to you so you can deliver God's word for his people on tonight. But before you do your testimony, I know you did not ask me to do this, but I want the listeners to be very clear on who is bringing the word on tonight. To let them to show and to prove to the world that no matter what condition you're in, no one has an excuse for not doing what God has called them to do. As long as you have breath in your body, even if you can't get out and go out and visit someone or do whatever you can physically, you can always do something for the Lord, even if it's nothing but pray for someone. My special guest for tonight, he's a handicapped individual, and he may want to expound on that during his testimony if he would like or not. But I just want you all to know, he is a handicapped individual. He could make up all kind of excuses as why he don't do anything for the Lord. But just to show you how good God is, he is using this deacon as a vessel to bring forth God's word. So I just want you all to know that don't use your handicap or your illness or whatever condition you may be in, do not use that as an excuse not to fulfill your God purpose. And so Deacon Marvin Cox is a perfect example of that. So I just wanted to share that information with the listeners, Deacon Marvin Cox, if you don't mind. And so right at this time, I'm going to ask you if you would share your testimony. And right after your testimony, we're going to do a music break, and then I will come back with you and turn the mic over to you to deliver God's word.
Amen. Okay. I'll give honor to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is the head of my life, to God my Father, unto Brother Brown, and to all the listeners, and to all of my Father's children. It is indeed an honor to be able to bring forth God's word on this evening. As Brother Brown stated, I have a rare form of muscular dystrophy. It's called Charcot Marie Tooth. And what it is that it ascends from my feet all the way up, and the muscles and the nerves are extremely weak. But I thank God, because truly I found out in having any type of a disability that an attitude, a good attitude, is what gives people the motivation to go out and to do things. I have never used it as an excuse, and I thank God, because truly what you said, Brother Brown, a few minutes ago about toxic. Several years back, I had an infection in my body, and the infection was so bad it was like I had enough poison in my system to kill 10 men. And I thank God for he delivered me from that. It was just, the only thing it did was just slow me down. And I just thank God because truly, just about anything you do is, I would say it's like 90% mental, because that spirit can will the body to do just about anything. And I just thank God because the things that I do may not necessarily be artistic, but to be able to do things for the Lord and to do it happily. I don't have time to feel sorry for myself. That's for somebody else, because I'm going to keep on moving ahead in the name of the Lord. I think serving the Lord is just like a jet plane. And the jet plane don't have no rear view mirrors on it. You just got to keep on moving in the name of the Lord. And I just thank God for waking me up this morning, for clothing me in my right mind, giving me the activities of my limbs. I mean, I could be in the nursing home. I could be paralyzed. But I just thank God for his goodness and his mercy endure forever. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. What a powerful testimony, Deacon Marvin Cox. And that's why I wanted to kind of stress to the listeners, you know, give them a little idea of what your physical disability was. But I'm glad you kind of more or less broke it down where they can more or less understand more clearer as to what I was trying to say. So really, there is no excuse for anyone not doing what God has called them to do. So you are the perfect example of that, Deacon Marvin Cox. And we appreciate that. And I know that testimony has blessed someone else, and I know God was glorified through it. So at this time, we're going to do a music break. And but after this music break, we're going to turn the mic over to Deacon Marvin Cox, and he's going to bring God's word for tonight. So we're going to go into our music break at this moment.
Cover me, Lord, with Yes, Come on, lift your voice and say, oh, yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Somebody open your mouth and begin to bless the name of the Lord. Yeah. Come on, bless him. Come on, bless him.
Yes, praise the Lord. We need to be covered.
Amen.
We are covered by the blood of Jesus. We need to be covered by the blood of Jesus. So we thank God for the blood of Jesus. We think that we that are saved in Jesus' name, we are covered by the blood of Jesus. At this time, we got to get ready to bring forth Deacon Marvin Cox, who's going to bring the word on tonight. But I'm going to ask all listeners, if you could, if you would please get your Bibles, your word out, so you can follow along with him in the word. As always, let you all know, I do not want you all to take my word or any of my guest words for granted, or we don't want you to think that we're making up things as we go on with the messages over the airwaves. We want you to be able to read it along with us as we share the good news of Jesus Christ. So I'm asking all listeners at this time, if you could please get your Bibles and pen and paper so you can follow along and take notes with Deacon Marvin Cox. So Deacon Marvin Cox, I yield the mic to you at this time for you to deliver your word that God has given to you for us on tonight.
Amen. I always like to, before I get started, to say a prayer. May we bow our heads, please. Gracious Father, the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, my Father, in the name of Jesus we come, thanking and praising you for this opportunity that you have given me to bring forth your word. My Father, we ask, my Father, all of you and none of me, Father, ask that you decrease my Father, me, an increase in you. My Father, let the words that come forth, my Father, be like a beacon of light, my Father, in a dark world. Father, we just ask that you look upon those, my Father, that is up on the sound of my weak voice and bless them with the things that they stand in need of. My Father, we ask that your word be acceptable not only to you, my Father, but unto them as well. My Father, we ask these and all blessings in your Son Jesus' name. In his name we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The word for tonight is, we're coming from the Gospel according to Matthew, the 14th chapter, verse number 22, down to verse number 32. And our thought is coming out of the 14th chapter, the 30th verse. And our topic for today is distracted while walking for Jesus. And our subtopic is don't lose focus on Jesus. And that's coming out of Matthew, the 14th chapter, the 30th verse. Now, the Lord gave me this topic today because we have so many distractions in our life. We have so many things that is taking our mind off of Jesus, and that is causing us to lose sight of what it is that he will have us to do. Now, this story, I will read from the 22nd verse. It started when, right after the miracle of the five loaves and the two fishes, and the Lord had come forth. And I will read that to you now. It says, and straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him to the other side while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit." And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand, caught him, and said unto him, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" And when they were come unto the ship, the wind ceased. And then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, "Of a truth, thou art the Son of God." And I must bring forth the story of not only Jesus walking on water, but Peter walking on water. Now, this was after the miracle of the five loaves and the two fish. And in verse number 22, it is letting us know, if we know about the old-time church, the pastor would always, at the end of service, he would send the people away. He would be the first one there. He would be the last one to leave. He would send each and every individual away. He would stand in the doorway of the church. And so the Lord instructed, said that he constrained his disciples to go into the ship and to go to the other side while he sent the multitudes away. And after the disciples left, the Lord sent the disciples away. And then when he got finished sending them away, he said that he went into the mountain apart to pray. Now, this was evening time, and so we don't know how long it was, but we say that after the feast, that it was evening. And so while the Lord was praying, they were going over to the other side. Then later on in the evening, the Lord looked out upon the water, and the ship was in the midst of the water. And verse number 23, and it says, "And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when evening was come, he was alone," which is what our preachers and our pastors do after they have brought forth the word. They go into a mountain apart to pray, to commune with the Lord, to ask the Lord to bless those that were the recipients of his word. And verse number 24, it says, "But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary." Now at that time, they was crossing the Sea of Galilee, and the Sea of Galilee is approximately 8 miles wide. And they were in the midst of the sea. So, and in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. But it said that the winds were very, very contrary. And if you know anything about maritime laws, you know that when you are rowing against a contrary wind, it seems like you're not going anywhere. It makes you tired. You know, you're not going anywhere. And so, see, he looked out upon the water, and they were in the midst of the sea. And about the fourth watch of the night, the fourth watch is the time between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m. The day has three watches, four watches. The night has four watches, and they are in three-hour increments. So right around the fourth hour, the Lord appeared unto them. The fourth watch, excuse me. The Lord appeared unto them. And they said, And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit," and they cried out for fear. Now, you could imagine when you're tired and you're exhausted and you see things, they thought it was a ghost. They might have thought it was an apparition, but they knew that it was something that was unusual that they were witnessing. And straightway, Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid." You see how Jesus calmed your fears? The minute you think that something is what it's not, Jesus will let you know. He said, "Be of good cheer." In other words, you don't have anything to worry about. "It is I." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto the water." And one thing I can say about Peter, Peter was no fool. He knew that the Lord had to authorize him to come out unto the water. He knew that the Lord had to give his approval for him to come out on the water. Peter recognized that without God, that he could not do anything, but with God, he could do anything. And so the Lord gave him the most wonderful invitation that anybody can receive. It's a four-letter word. He said, "Come." We should not pass up on that opportunity, not pass up on that invitation. When the Lord says, "Come," that means that the road is already paved before us. That means that all obstacles and barriers have been moved out of our way. That means that the pathway is straight to the Lord. And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. Now look at Peter. A mere mortal man is walking on water. A man that took the invitation of Jesus to come, and he complied with what Jesus had asked him to do. And when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and began to sink. He cried, saying, "Lord, save me." Okay, now this is where our topic kicks in at. Distracted while walking for Jesus, and don't lose focus on Jesus. Don't lose your concentration on Jesus. See, everything was all right until Peter saw the waves, until he heard the waves. And see, this is where us as Christians, we allow ourselves to be distracted by the slightest things. We allow ourselves to be distracted by our finances. We allow ourselves to be distracted by our marital problems. We allow ourselves to be distracted by our contrary children. But the Lord said, "Come." The Lord said, "Proceed." The Lord says, "I have your back." The Lord says, "Be not afraid." The Lord said, "Why are you worrying about this? I got you." But we have allowed ourselves to become so distracted in our everyday life. As I said, this Christian walk is a journey. There are going to be many things. The flowers on the side of the road are a distraction. And to give you a few up-to-date distractions, people are being hit by cars with headphones on because they're not paying any attention to the road. People are, when you're out there on the road and you're driving, people with the road rage are losing their lives because they're so distracted by what somebody else is doing. The Lord in Matthew, the last verse of Matthew, the fourth chapter, it lets us know that the Lord say, teaching them to observe all things, and lo, I'm with you always, even until the end of the world. So we must keep our focus. The Lord is telling us to observe all things. In other words, we're not supposed to allow anything to sneak up on us. But these waves were no threat to Peter. The wind was no threat to Peter. Why? Because the Lord said, "Come." And the Father I know, the God I know, the Lord I know, is not going to put his children in harm's way. And so in verse number 31, it says, and immediately after Peter cried, Lord, save me. And verse number 31 said, and immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? Now, within a matter of a few minutes, a few seconds, we don't know the elapsed time that it took for Peter to walk, to proceed toward the Lord, and then the waves and the boisterous waves, the blustery waves, the stormy waves to react. We don't know how long it took. But in those few seconds, Peter allowed his distractions to take his eyes off the Lord. We must keep our focus on the Lord. Regardless of what we're going through, we cannot let politics, we cannot let finances, we cannot let marital problems take our mind off of Jesus, because the first thing we're going to do is that we're going to sink. We're going to sink into debt. We're going to sink into envy. We're going to sink into strife. We're going to sink into danger. So we must, it's a must, my brothers and sisters, that we keep our focus on the Lord, that we not allow the distractions of this world to interfere, to intervene, to intrude upon that fellowship which we have with the Lord. We cannot allow that to happen. My brothers and my sisters, I'm imploring you to do not lose your focus on the Lord. Don't allow those distractions to rob you, to allow you to sink, to take your eyes off of Jesus. This is an urgent plea, because it does not take long for you to, does not take long to sink. But Peter was wise enough that he knew, Lord, save me. Now, how many of us have got into some problems and we thought that we could handle that problem on our own? We thought that we had that capacity to handle that situation. But I got news for you. I got news for you. If God can't handle it, no one can. We got to turn our problems, our miseries, our troubles, we got to turn those over to God. Can't allow the distractions in our family to prevent us from concentrating on Jesus. Because Jesus has been my rock and he has been my salvation. Cannot allow these distractions that is coming up every day to make us fearful. We can't allow it to knock us off our square. We cannot allow it to prevent us from doing what it is that the Lord have us to do, because those problems will become bigger than life itself, and Jesus is life. So my brothers and my sisters, I can't emphasize it enough. There's so many distractions. But I tell you what, when we have our favorite TV program, our concentration is so heavy that our brother, sister, mother, father, husband, or wife have been talking to us for 5 minutes. And we still, their voice still haven't broke through because we're concentrating on what's going on TV. We're concentrating. We get our vision get very, very narrow when it's something that we're interested in. And that's how our vision should be when it comes down to the Lord. When he tells you to come out of that boat. Come out of that debt. Come out of that bad relationship. Come out of that fornication. The Lord is telling each and every last one of us to come. But we allow ourselves to get distracted and we sink immediately back into whatever it is, and it becomes worse than it has ever been. Just think about that wonderful invitation that we just received. The Lord said, come. And then he questioned our faith, O ye of little faith. Why would the Lord ever put any one of us in harm's way? I see no reason why he should do that. But when he says, come, is a great benefit to us, is a great blessing to us. If I were you, I wouldn't pass up on that opportunity. That opportunity is there. That invitation is there. But how long will it be there? Because I know that the Lord told me when I was lying on my sick bed, he said, come up out of that death. He told death, he said, behave yourself. That's not his time. I'm more than sure that each and every last one of you at one time or another have been sick enough to leave away from here. And the Lord said, not now. So this mighty man, this Jesus, the one that can tell the wind and the waves to be still, the one that could tell the sun to stop moving in the sky. Now that's who my focus should be on. That's who our focus should be on. Not this political season, not who's going to be the president, not how my bills are going to get paid. If you focus on Jesus, all these things will come to fruition. And it says, and when they were come, out of verse number 32, and when they were coming to the ship, the wind ceased. Isn't that wonderful? Now, this thing that Peter thought was going to be the greatest threat to him, this thing that almost caused Peter to lose his life, it ceased. So our debt is going to cease. Our bad relationships is going to cease. Our contrary children, their attitude is going to cease. All of these things that is a distraction to us from walking this walk with Jesus is going to be ceased. The minute we be obedient unto the Lord, these problems will cease. Everything happens for a reason. The Lord may want to use you as an example of how to be. The Lord may want to use you as an example of, just like he did Job, have you considered my servant Job? He may want to use your conduct, your perseverance, your determination. When the world wrote you off and you were determined, you kept the Lord on your mind and your focus on the Lord can use these type of things. He wants us to keep our vision, he wants us to keep our focus on him. And as we all know, it is so many things in our life that could distract us from seeing Jesus. So many things in our life that could take our mind off of Jesus. So many things in our life that is just contrary to us, that will just prevent us. And if you know the story about Isaiah, the 6th chapter, says that in the year King Uzziah died, Isaiah saw the Lord. So Isaiah's focus all of these years was on the king. But when the king died, Isaiah seen the Lord in the temple. He said, I also saw the Lord in this train, you know, and this train filled the temple. I'm just asking, who are we allowing to block our vision and our focus from the Lord? Is it my wife? Is it my children? Is it my job? Is it my car? What in my life am I focusing on more so than I am Jesus? What is distracting me from being the servant that I should be for the Lord? What is it that I can't get rid of, or what is it that I cannot have enough of? Is it me being on Facebook? Is it me texting? Because all of these things are distracting. Because there was a time when some of us would study hour or 2 hours, but now our study time is going to Facebook. Our study time is going to texting. So this walk, this journey that we're on for the Lord, we have to be careful. We have to increase our studying. We have to do what it is that the Lord will have us to do. And I just like to thank the Lord just for this wonderful opportunity, because whether we know it or not, we're living in a distracted land. We're living in a distracted time. Every day is one distraction after another. one distraction to take your mind off of that other distraction. So we must concentrate on the Lord. We must do this in such a way that he become our number one focus. But if you remember in Matthew, it says, teaching them to observe all things. We can see these things, but there is no perceived threats that's between the Lord and I, especially after he told me to come. There's no perceived threats between you and the Lord because he said come. So are we going to allow these distractions, that everyday distractions, to prevent us from being with the Lord, to sink down? Are we going to have the ability to say, Lord, save me from this, because it's taking me and my focus and my attention away from you? Sometimes, as Peter said, Lord, save me. See, he was fearful of drowning. But some of us, we have to ask the Lord, Lord, save me from my daughter. She's asking for more than what you're willing for me to give to her. Lord, save me from this job. This job is taken from all of this overtime, Lord, because I got all of this overtime and I'm distracted from serving you. I'm too tired to come to church on Sunday, Lord. Lord, save me from all of these things that I think I need, because I know that I need you. So it's time for us to quit being distracted. It's time to refocus on the Lord. These and all blessings we ask in the name of Jesus. And in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord, Deacon Marvin Cox. What a powerful word on tonight. Well, that word was some of that was for me too. So I know if I can pick up on some of that good news on tonight, that message, I know that the listeners was blessed. And I do pray that someone that is not saved on tonight, that they have been changed, they have a change of heart and a change of mind. And now they can open up their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and ask them to come to their hearts whereby they can be saved in Jesus' name. And that way they would be able to go out and fulfill their God purpose. I thank you, Deacon Marvin Cox, for sharing that word on tonight. But I was listening to you as you were bringing forth the word regarding distractions. And you know what? Distractions is nothing but a trick of the enemy. And also Amen. Fear, it comes from the enemy. So we know that distractions, he distracts our minds just for that reason alone, just what you said, so that we do not go into the word. We don't take time to study God's word. We don't take time to meditate on God. We don't take time to pray to God, because we're so distracted by the things of the world. So that was a powerful, much-needed word on tonight for such a time as this that we're living in now, distracted while walking for Jesus. So we thank you, Dick and Marvin Cox, for that powerful word on tonight. I was blessed by it, and I know that the listeners was blessed as well. And I know God is pleased and glorified through you, through that message on tonight. Deacon Marvin Cox, I'm going to ask you at this time, is there anyone that you would like to give any shout-outs to, or if there was anyone that, any way that any listener that has heard you on tonight, if they wanted to get in contact with you to maybe come speak at an engagement or a church function, how would listeners reach you? And also, this is your time to give any shout-outs that you would like to give out at this time.
Well, they could reach me through...
Excuse me, Deacon Marvin Cox, I didn't mean to cut you off. But before you go into that, the listeners, an opportunity, I do like to let the listeners know that they do have an opportunity. That powerful word that just went forth through Deacon Marvin Cox, if there's any listeners that's listening, and if you'd like to call in and share a comment or feedback with my guest on tonight, Deacon Marvin Cox, you can dial this number right now while he's giving his shout-outs. You can dial 657 area code 383-1364. Again, for listeners, you can call in to share comments or feedback with Deacon Marvin Cox, my special guest tonight, at area code 657-383-1364. Okay, Deacon Marvin Cox, so at this time, you can go ahead and give your shout-outs and how you can be reached.
Okay, I can be reached through my email at Uncle Merck 1951@gmail.com. And I just like to
give that again. Give that again, please.
That's Uncle Merk, UNCLEMERK, 1951 @gmail.com. And I'd just like to give a shout out to all of God's people, to all the listeners, to all those that is holding up the bloodstained banner. You know how sometimes we, you know, give, you know, select certain people to give shout outs to, but I just want to include everybody, all of my father's children, especially those that tuned in this evening. I'd like to give out a special shout out to my wife. Yesterday was my 34th wedding anniversary, and I thank God for allowing me to be with the same woman for 34 years. You know, that's truly a blessing to me. I'd like to give a shout out to Ms. Jones and Donetta. You know who you are, and all of my father's children. I'm just happy to be here. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, congratulations to you and Miss Betty on your 34th wedding anniversary. Praise the Lord. Nobody could do that but God. And so we just thank God for you, and we thank God for your wife, Betty. And so just continue to keep on holding on to God's unchanging hand. Even in your situation, I thank God for you because you are a good example. Even when I come around you and see the condition that you're in physically, I thank God, like you said, you are still being used by God. So that's why I had you share that testimony and let the worldwide listeners know that whatever condition you may be in, God still has use for you. That's why you're still here in the land of the living. And so God
right.
has a purpose for each one of our lives. So as long as you have breath in your body, God still can use you. So if you don't know what your God purpose is on tonight, simply ask in prayer and mean it from your heart. Ask God to reveal to you and show you what your God purpose is, because he wants you to know what your God purpose is so that you can fulfill it. And the reason why he has it that way is because only you can fulfill your God purpose. What did he have for Deacon Marvin Cox? Only Deacon Marvin Cox can do. And what he has for me to do that would glorify him, only I can do. And that it continues throughout the body of Christ. So we just thank you. I thank you personally, Deacon Marvin Cox, for bringing that powerful word on tonight, distracted while walking for Jesus. All that is a powerful word on tonight. And I know that it did not go on deaf ears on tonight. So I just thank you for being the vessel that God used on tonight over this airway. And I know that it's not going out in vain. God was glorified. So unto you, Deacon Marvin Cox, I do know that this is not going to be your last time on this show. I'm going to be having you come on more. And so I just thank you, and I thank you for taking the time out to come forth and share the good news of Jesus Christ with the listeners on tonight. And so until the next time, you continue to be blessed. Thank you.
You also. Thank you. Brother Brown?
Yes, sir.
Okay. If I might add, I'd like to let the listeners know that whatever you're going through is just a misdemeanor. Don't make a federal case out of it.
Wow.
You shall pass.
Yes, Lord. Amen. I touch and agree with that. Amen. I'm sure some listeners are touching and agreeing with that as well. So we appreciate you, Deacon Marvin Cox. So keep the faith and to keep on holding on to God's unchanging hand and continue to spread the good news of Jesus Christ.
Thank you, and it was my pleasure.
God bless you.
God bless.
Well, listeners, on tonight, that was Deacon Marvin Cox, my special guest who brought that powerful word on tonight. Subject was distracted while walking for Jesus. So don't let anything or no one distract you. And don't forget what my spiritual food for thought was on tonight. And so and that kind of coincide with his testimony. And also, you know, a lot of things that goes on in the earth today, we are causing a lot of things to come on ourselves. And we cannot be blaming the enemy for everything that goes on in our lives. Some things we do ourselves. So that's why the spiritual food for thought for tonight is let go of toxic people and things, and replace them with Jesus. So I thank
Amen.
The listeners for tonight, and I thank you all for faithfully tuning in, and I'm going to ask the listeners again, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants-ambassadors-vessels, and once you get to that website, if you could please click on follow, I would greatly appreciate it. So as we get ready to close out tonight's show, It was a blessed show on tonight. I'm always excited about when the days for me to do my shows. Again, I'm going to let you all know that the Lord has opened this new platform for me to be on now every Thursday and every Saturday from 8 to 9 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. And, yes, you are in tune to the Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. And I am your executive director and host, Brother James Brown. So as we get ready to close out for tonight, as we always do, we always close out in prayer, as we're going to do right now. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, is in the name of Jesus Christ. We come right now, we come to give your name praise and glory. We thank you, Heavenly Father, again, for who and all that you are. We thank you for the opportunity, Heavenly Father, to be able to be vessels that bring forth your word over the airwaves. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this new platform. And I know that it was nobody but you that has opened this door. And I do not take it lightly or for granted, because it's not about me, it's about Jesus. And I pray, Lord, that as we continue to move forward in this broadcast, that you would continue to help me to decrease so that you may increase in me. And not only me, but each guest that comes on to bring forth your word. And Heavenly Father, I pray, it is my heart's desire, that should someone be listening on tonight that is not saved, who do not know Jesus Christ, it is our prayer, Deacon Marvin Cox's prayer, that someone, their spiritual eyes and ears have become open after receiving and hearing to the word on tonight, that they would be able to open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and become saved in his name. Heavenly Father, we pray and ask that you will continue to bless and strengthen and comfort those that are bereaved all over the land. Continue to touch, heal, and deliver those that are sick and afflicted, even those that are incarcerated behind prison bars and jails, even the youth detention centers. And, oh God, those that are in battered shelters and women abuse shelters all over the land, nursing homes, hospitals, wherever they are. Heavenly Father, you are the great I am. You sit high and you look low. You're in every place. And so you see everything. There is nothing that is hidden from you. So you know where your people are and you know how they're hurting. So we know that you are able to do all things but fail. So we just thank you, Heavenly Father, for the healing process that's already beginning. We thank you for the deliverance from everything that's not like you, that we as your saints, that we allow in our lives. We pray, Lord, that we know that they are being removed from our lives. And we know that it is being done because we request and we desire it to be done so in Jesus' name, so that you will be able to continue to be able to use us, that we will be able to continue to fulfill our God purpose in the earth in these last and evil days, that you will be glorified. So, Heavenly Father, we pray that this broadcast was not in vain on tonight, but that you were glorified and the people of God was blessed on tonight. So we just thank you, Heavenly Father, for this great opportunity, and we will forever give your name the praise, glory, and honor. Continue to bless each listener, Heavenly Father. And I pray, Lord, that this platform is going to grow even larger than I even kind of have imagined. And so I just give you thanks and glory in advance, that you alone will be glorified through it all. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, listeners, amen. Tonight, that is it for tonight. So I thank you, listeners. Again, I do not want you all to think that I take you all lightly, because I do not. You all do not have to tune into this broadcast. I thank you all for faithfully tuning in, and I ask that you continue to tune in and listen to this broadcast, and also share the good news. Share the news with your neighbors, your church members, your family, your coworkers, and your friends, and let them know about the Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show, and let them know what times I'm on each Thursday and each Saturday from 8 to 9 p.m. So, well, until the next time, or until the Lord say different, I look forward to seeing you all on next Thursday. Until then, know that I love you, but most of all, know that God loves you too. Good night.
Come on, KD.
This is an old song from North Carolina, Currituck, North Carolina. Maybe some of y'all know this, but